For 10 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
Information that you can't get anywhere else.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
And welcome into my house here on President's Day weekend. We had a lot of fun in the 7 o'clock hour talking with our favorite history professor, Dr. David Dean from Grand Canyon University, talking about the history and the stories surrounding the White House.
I had no idea. It was a Frenchman who did the layout for the Capitol.
Pierre Lafond.
And you said,
did you think that was an Irishman?
Well, I never heard of one name or the other.
No. Pierre Lafond. And apparently, I never knew this, but Mr. Washington and Mr. Lafond did not like each other too much. Mr. Washington thought Mr. Lafond was a little fool of himself.
Yeah. I don't know what his work prior to then would have been. But if you're coming from a country that has the Notre Dame the Cathedral, well, and those types of buildings, and you're an architect of that stature, and you're coming to America where we have a new country and few structures in comparison, you know.
And the man that could be king refuses to be king.
Yeah.
You know, it's
clash of personalities.
It's so intriguing. Absolutely so intriguing. So we had a lot of fun talking about the White House in our 7 o'clock hour.
Which brings us to the topic of this hour,
well, wait,
and it's the remodeling history.
Yeah, it is. I didn't want to jump over John Jay segment because, folks, we're going to, in the Outdoor Living Hour, John Jay Harper came in and talked about, folks, you're going to have weeds this year. And if you don't get on top of it right now, you're going to be in a sorry, sorry situation coming the next 6 months. So get on top of your weeds. Get your tomatoes planted this weekend. I'm going to stop on the way home. A celebrity tomato plant or two and some bell peppers and trim my arugula so it'll all come back for a second cutting. So we prepped you for your outdoor living all last hour and this hour. Knowing on President's Day weekend, we like to cover the White House. I reached out to some dear friends of Jennifer and mine, a couple that live in Cabin John, Maryland, which is in the Beltway, within the Beltway of Washington, D.C. They have a design build firm that owns an abandoned fire station that they've turned into their design build offices in Cabin John, Maryland. The firm's name is Anthony Wilder Design Build. Really a great couple, a great designer, a great home remodeling and custom home building company. And I called Liz and I said, Liz, we're going to talk about the White House this weekend. Have y'all ever done work in the White House? She says, we haven't, but we know people that have. So she gave me the name of floor covering contractors, the window contractor, and the structural steel contractor that have all conducted and finished work in the White House and the immediate surrounding property. None of them would come on air and visit with us. They said they actually signed documents that said they could never do that.
I could see that.
We're going to talk a little bit about some of the stories they told about working in that particular environment. These are hilarious stories, absolutely hilarious stories. But we're also here to talk about your house, home, castle, or cabin.
I just had this flash picture scene in my mind when you're talking about the stories of working there. And I cannot remember the movie, but this guy's getting a haircut. And the security, government security, is screening him. And they take away all his haircutting tools. And they only send him in with a comb and a pair of scissors. And he's like, yeah, I've got to do this mess with only these tools. I mean, are there limits to what kind of tools they're allowed to bring?
Like, oh, yeah.
Like a nail gun?
Yes.
Could you, you know.
Serious.
Could you bring in a nail gun? Or would they see that a threat that's you could assassin shooting nails.
I've got a couple stories just like
okay.
that.
Okay.
But right. the phones are already loading up. So let's see if we can get to Michael. We've got to reach out to our promotions team out at the Renaissance Festival and find out what's going on out there. But before we do, let's start with the parade of callers that are already lining up. Michael calling from Moon Valley. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good. Really good.
Good. So I'm thinking probably a little bit further into the future than most, and I'm thinking summer right now. So
okay. All right. That's okay.
I had a swamp cooler on the side of my house, and it hadn't been functional for years, and
okay.
I removed it, and so now there's the shutter part just sitting there
yes,
on
yeah.
the hole.
Uh-huh.
And inside the attic, I removed about a 4-foot section of the duct and
okay.
capped that off as well, so
good.
It's all taken care of. So my curiosity is it worth or is it a good idea of putting like an industrial type or agricultural type shutter fan in that hole
to thermostat? Intuitively, you would think so, but it's a horrible thing to do unless you go to the other side of the house and open up an area twice that big to let fresh air in. Because as soon as you start sucking air, hot air, out of the attic, you're creating negative pressure. Now, I know there's no such thing as negative pressure, but that's what you're creating. And so to fill that negative pressure, the attic becomes a vacuum, and it starts sucking air from every place it can to make up the air you're sucking out of it. And invariably, that air comes from the recessed can and the junction boxes in your ceiling. You're literally sucking the air conditioning out of your house. So I would tell you, do not ever, and I'm talking to everyone in the state of Arizona below the Mogollon Rim, never, ever use a power fan to suck hot air out of your attic. You can go with a passive system and just make sure it has lots of fresh air intake so it doesn't suck the air out of your house. Never power ventilate an attic. Never.
And it's very easy to think, oh, we'll just get a fan and suck the hot air out. Sure, how could that be wrong? But like Rosie said, it sucks not only that hot air out of your home, but it starts sucking the air you've paid to cool from inside the home into the attic. Because if you're pulling air out, you've got to have air come in. I mean, that's just...
law of physics.
I was going to say, the way...
And Michael, I can tell you, I've argued this point with roofers and engineers till I'm blue in the face. And finally, the utility companies of Arizona came out and endorsed this position about 5 years ago. And in test homes that the utility companies had set up, power ventilating the attic in the summer on the desert floor invariably drove the bill and the power consumption up. So don't do it.
That's great to know. Awesome. Thank you so much.
I just saved you a couple hundred bucks this summer, buddy. All right, Mike.
Bill. Thank you.
No, listen. Here's what I like people to do. When we save y'all money like that, just take a small percentage of what we saved you and send it to Habitat for Humanity.
Or your local nonprofit of choice.
Oh, well, I would prefer them to send it to Habitat because that's my nonprofit of choice. Or St. Vincent de Paul. Either one of those two.
Or any one of the 50 that Sanderson Ford supports. Any of those would be fine if you don't have a local one of yours. Rosie had mentioned our promotion team, and we've got Gary, we're going to get to. We've got Robert we're going to get to on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. But we're going to jump quick to our location. Lance, part of our promotion team, who's in our Sanderson Ford Transit out at the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, it's a perfect day out here, guys. I mean, sunny. We got, at least 100 cars out here already. Tons of free events going on throughout the day. You can get knighted by the Queen. There's going to be jousting. They have multiple shows throughout the day. And then, of course, yours truly is here with calendars and coupons for the show. So make sure you come out, stop by, and say hi. It's just he had eastbound on the 60, just past Gold Canyon. We'll get you here.
Are you in costume? Are you as a jester, or are you in your regular everyday clothes?
He's always a jester, if you ask me.
I mean, yeah, that goes without saying, of course, but... No, I'm in my boring old promotional clothes. I'm looking for a jester hat. I've yet to find one, but the doors haven't opened yet, so there's still hope.
Okay, now when we come in the office next week, I fully expect when we walk in that you're going to be in full medieval attire.
Now there's a lot of pressure.
I want the iron helmet on. I want a shield. I want a sword. I mean, we're talking the whole works here.
I actually, we did see a guest come up in a full Crusaders outfit. It was pretty impressive, actually.
Nice.
Didn't look too comfortable, though.
I will suggest a turkey leg or two, too, if you're going to the festival. Food's pretty good there.
Oh, yeah. They have a plethora of food, but the turkey legs, go without saying, are the favorites.
East.
All right. So that's out at the Renaissance Festival. Just take I-60 West. You can't miss it. And hey, you had mentioned you've got the calendars. We also have the last remaining of our 30th anniversary toolkits, Rosie Custom. We spent a lot of time for the 30th anniversary getting American-made tools, having the custom Rosie brand put on it. These are lifetime tools that, and they're the most practical ones that every homeowner should have in their home.
The first kit we sold was to a Maricopa County Marshal Detective who was buying it for his son, who at the time was just a kid. Lifetime tools.
American-made lifetime tools.
I'll tell you what, if you want another American-made experience and you're in the mindset of getting a new set of wheels, get over to Sanderson Ford and take a look at the 64 acres of vehicle selection they've got out there. And they've got all kind of specials going on right now. I mean, you don't even have to drive to Glendale. I've discovered people all over the state of Arizona that buy their vehicles at Sanderson Ford. They drive by a half a dozen other Ford dealerships, a dozen other car dealerships, just to get to Sanderson for the buying experience that's so professional, so unique, and so classy. And you'll be dealing with the number one Ford dealership in Arizona. Go give it a try. I'm telling you, folks, if you'll ever go buy a car there, you will never buy a car anywhere else. Try them out online, sandersonford.com. That's a hoot. Get the car delivered.